We learned today's daf is the chuspu shleim of Shimon Tzvi ben Peril Mordechai ben Malia Abigayel Esther Malka Avraham ben Kayla Sarah Chayabas Leah Abigayel Bracha Tzipora Rocha Bas Malia Sima and chuspu shleim for Chaya Malka Esther Bas Tzipora. Okay, so we are on the Mishnah on daf Yud Zayin. If we can quote this to all, so the Mishnah is now up to the next part of the Sota process, which is actually writing the parsha of the Sota that's to be raised into the Maimorim. So what are you writing? So I gave you the handout. So in Parakeh of Bamidbar and Pasuk Chav Gimel says because of as Ha'olas Ha'Eli, you write these curses. What are these curses that you're supposed to write? So we have the Psukim here in Parakeh Pasuk Yutes through Chav Beis. So what part do you have to write? Because it says Vishbio so a Kohen va'Amar El Isha im Lo Shachav Isha Sach. You have the whole parsha there. So, ba lo lichto v'sa Megillah. The Mishnah says, the Kohen comes now to write the Megillah. Me'eze makam hu kosi. From what place in the Torah does he begin to write? So you got to take out the zvav over here, because there is no v'im, it's just im. So, me'im lo shachav ish. So, this is the Tanakhama. It's in, the, I don't know, purple or pink. My color is not so good. So, that's what the Tanakhama says. Is v'im lo shachav ish. So, you write, im lo shachav ish osach. V'im lo satist huma tachas yisheich. You say that, and then you don't say in the beginning of the next pasuk, which is v'hishbia ha'kohen. You don't say like what the action. You don't write the description. You only write the words the Kohen says, and you continue. Yitain Hashem osach lo alav b'lishvua b'soch hamech b'soch Hashem esti yorkachich nofeles ve'esbet nech tzava ubo mayim ma'arim ha'el v'mayech l'tzavos betev v'lin po yorech. Right, so that's what the Mishnah is going to say. You see, read the im lo shachav ish va'at ki lo satis tachas yisheich ve'ein a kohen v'yishbiya ha'kohen as yishah. Let's begin at Chav Aleph. And then v'kosev yitin Hashem osach le'Allah. Then you continue in the middle of Pasuk Chav Aleph. U'bo amayim ma'ar ma'ela b'mayech l'tzboch b'atah v'napil yarech, which is the beginning of Pasuk Chav Beis. But you don't say v'amra yisha ve'ein a kosev v'amra yisha amen amen, because that's not part of the curse. You're only writing the curse part. That's Tanakhama. Rav Yossi Omer, lo hayom mafsik. Rav Yossi said you would not stop at all. That's what's underlined in blue. It's everything. I mean, except for Pasuk of Gimel. That was an error. But you say everything starting from Im Lo Shachav. You don't say Vizhbiya Usa Kohen Ba'amar El Isha, because that's just describing what it is. But you don't. Once you start writing, you don't stop. Rav Yehuda Omer, kol atzmo eno kosev elo yitain Hashem osach lo lishua. So he says, you just start in the middle of Pasuk Chav Aleph, where it says Yitain Hashem Osach. So you read Yitain Hashem Osach La'alav Ushua B'soch Hamech B'seis Hashem Es Yirachich Nofelis Es B'tnech Tzava. And then Uvo Mayim Ma'ar Ma'ilu B'mayach B'zboz Betim Nipo Yorach. That's it. Just the end of Pasuk Chav Aleph and the beginning of Pasuk Chav Beis.
Where's the same part?
It's all over. Yitain Hashem Osach B'seis Hashem. I'm just reading what the parsha says. I don't think so. This is what they write.
It's not only the Shem parsha.
It's Shem Hashem.
The whole parsha gets
right, but the Shem Hashem is the big issue.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, so.
Twice. It says Shem Hashem twice.
Yes.
No, it's, I thought they used the big name of Hashem.
No, you write what's in the pasuk. What's in the pasuk? Right. So
v'makam
yiflugi. So what's this machlokas tanoim? Again, you have Tanakamo who has a large amount, but he skips a few things. He skips the Yishbiya Kohen. Rabbi Yossi says he'll say the whole parsha. Rabbi Yehuda just has the very end. So v'makam yiflugi. So Mara says v'hakrai kamiflugi. They are cholik in the drasha of the pasuk, which I underline at the end, which is the pasuk of Kaf Gimel. It says v'chasav es ha'olos ha'ele ha'kohen v'sefer. So what is that? How do you darshan that pasuk? You have to write these curses. So Rav Meir Savar, he holds alos mamish. Alos means with the word alos because of alos. So alos was the actual curses. So what are the actual curses? The actual curse is yitain Hashem osach la'alah. You should refer a curse, and that and yirachech nofelos that b'nech savach. You should have those curses should come upon you. So that's what we learned from alos. Ha alos with the hay. The hey, he adds, is l'rabos klolos habaos machmas brachos, to include klolos that are inferred from the brachos. Because Pasuk Yutes says, v'im lo shachav, if you do not sleep with the man. In losatis, then hinakim may amarim hamarim aile. So you have to include the beginning of that pasuk, which is talking about all the thing, which is talking about the bracha, but you write it because if you don't, you know, the inverse of the bracha is the klala, so you write that as well. So ha'olos the rabos is a klalos, ha'baos masach a brachos. So that's what it says im lo shachav ish osach. If you do not sleep with a man, the im lo shatis to must tachas yishich hinakim yimei mayim or me'ilas. So you add that as well. So the end of pasuk yutes is added. Because that is a klala that you would infer from the bracha. The pasuk writes this in the form of a bracha. You write it in because the negative of that, the opposite of that, would be the bracha. Would be the klala.
So the pasuk never says the accusatory part. That did you sleep with the?
No, we've done that already. We've done that already.
In what pasuk?
That's on the pasuk. That's what we've done beforehand in the Mishnah. The pasuk.
The pasuk we're dealing with that they scrape off is in Leishachar from in Leishachar.
That's the, because we're writing the, because you only write
in Leishachar, the negative.
Correct. So that's why Rav Meir adds that. What do you mean
positive?
It says afterwards, Va'akis otis tachas yishich, the keenness makes you tame ish bachu, shifatog nublai yishich. So then it's the rest of the parasha.
Right.
Okay. So that's ha'alos, is l'rabos klos v'alos eila, and eila, what does it mean eila? It says ha'alos ha'eila. What does eila mean? It's these curses. The Mu'ute Klolos of the Mishnah Torah, that comes to exclude certain Klolos that are included in Sefer Devarim, right? You know, I think that's more, okay. And Ha'ele, right? It's Ha'alos Ha'ele, so what's the Hey Ha'ele? The Ma'uti the Kabbalos Amen. That comes to exclude the command, the commandments and her saying Amen. It comes to exclude what the actions, the descriptions. It only is including the actual words, not the descriptions. That's our Meir. Rav Yossi, Kula Kiddikam Marta, he agrees with the mayor wholeheartedly. Remember, Rav Yossi says, he says the entire parsha. He says, Kula Kiddikam Marta. But he says, the only problem is that Rav Yossi also is adding the Shbiya Kohen, and the Isha Amen Amen. He also adds the words of Tzavos and the Kabbalos. So Rav Yossi, Kula Kiddikam Marta, but he says, S, it's S Ha'alos Eila. So he says, S, Lirabos Tzavos the Kabbalos. So it's not Kuluka de Marta, because he obviously doesn't hold of Ha'ela, because he's taking S, he's darshaning S, he's not darshaning the He in Ha'ela. Because remember, because Ha'ela meant, the Tosefus of the He Ha'ela for Rav Meir was to exclude the Tzavos and the Kabbalos, and here Rav Yossi is learning the word S to include the Tzavos and Kabbalos, and obviously he's not learning Ha'ela. Okay. And in Rav Meir, why doesn't he learn that way? Because now the assumption is Rav Meir is a Tanakama. Rav Meir, Asim, or Esim lo darish. He doesn't darshan the word S. So therefore, if he doesn't ask the word S, he can ask in Ha'ela to be exclusive of the Kabbalos and the Tzavos. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, he learns differently. He says, "Kuleb Mu'uti Darish." You learned all these things as inclusions, as for Ribuyim. I'm going to learn that as exclusions, as Mi'utim. Rabbi Yehuda, Kulu B'Mi'uti Darish Lahu. It's again the pasuk says, "V'Chasav Es Ha'olos." So he says, Alos is Alos Mamish, only writing the curses. Ha'alos, with the hey, is Lima'ute Klaus Abbas Machas Brachos. That comes to exclude the Klaus that you learn from the Brachos. That takes out the end of Pasuk Yates. Eile, Lima'ute Klaus of Mishnah Torah, and Ha'ele Lima'ute Tzavos of Kabbalos. So he knocks everything out except for the actual curses. So now the Gemara said now that Rav Meir learned ha. He learned with the extra hey. So the Gemara has a question on that. Rav Meir, Maishna ha hey demar be be, umasha ha hey demait be. Because look what we learned with Rav Meir, ha olos, the hey by ha olos, was the rabos klaus of machos brachos, but ha eile, the hey for the ha eile was to exclude savos and kabbalos. So one hey was inclusion, and one hey is exclusionary. So how do you know which one is which? When do you make the decision? Rav Meir, Maishna ha-hei de-mar-bi bay, or Maishna ha-hei de-mait bay. So he says, hey de-gabi ribuye ribuyehi, hey de-gabi de-mute miyuta. So you look at the context. The letter hey that's written by the word alos, why does Rav Meir darshan that l'rabos over there? Because the word alos has come to tell you what needs to be written in the Torah. It's the chas of alos elos. You're definitely writing something. So the hey is going to go along with what you're doing in the context over there. The context of there is writing something. So the hey is going to be inclusionary. It's ha-alos. But hey, the gabi de miuta miuta. But the hey that's written by the word eile, so the eile itself is a drush, is only these. So it's already excluding something. So the hey that's going to go on top of it, what's already excluding something, is going to continue in that line of being exclusionary.
Which
hey the rabbis is the chas of us ha'olos. Okay, I cut off the pasuk, and it's pasuk. Yeah. Okay, now the Marid asked a different question. But now one of the things that Rav Meir said was that you write the brachos because from the bracha part you can infer the klalos. So you write the inference. So Gemara says, "V'hal lesli Rav Meir mechlal lava toshmeihein." Rav Meir doesn't hold this concept of inferences. Rav Meir doesn't hold the concept mechlal lava toshmeihein. Because if you look in Rashi, he's going to explain. It's the second to last short Rashi, which is "V'hal lesli Rav Meir mechlal lava toshmeihein." The shaminan le debayi tanai kafel. He's the one who says that you need a tanai kafel. The tanan we have the Mishnah, I believe in kedushin. Right, Rav Meir Omer called Tanai she'enu kitnai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein enu tanai. It has to be a tanai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein, which means d'chivei im ya'avru, if you do go, v'im lo ya'avru, or if you don't go. Meaning you can't infer from the positive into the negative. You have to say both, right? Which means u'tadrus hachi tuma tachri sheikh, sorry, halok feile mechlal lava tishmahein. Because from the fact that you have to make this double lashon, means you don't make the inference. So over here, Rav Meir is saying, you put down im lo shachav hinakim mei mayim marim, right? You should be clean, which would be a bracha. You write it down because from the bracha you're inferring the klala. But he doesn't do inferences. That's why he has to have a tanai kafel. I mean, it's a little different. One is mechlal lava toshmehein, and one is saying two sides of a. I guess the same thing. All right. So he says mechlal lava toshmehein. So he doesn't hold that. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. He's not learning it out. Change around. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Tanchum, he naki ksiv." It's written "he naki," right? It says, "Im lo satis tum a tachas ishech he naki mimei hamorim hamorim ha'ilef." What does "he naki" mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Amar Rabbi Tanchum, he naki ksiv below yud." I don't know where to be below yud. I guess there would have been a yud between the hey and the nun. The hinaki should be a yud there. So he says that since there's no yud, demishtamea hinaki im lo shachav, v'tidros hachi tumatachji chinaki. Oftentimes, a few times in the Shas, they make the drasha, the hey and the ches. So chinaki means to choke on it. So he's saying that it's actually written in the pasuk. It's actually written in the pasuk that she should choke. But that doesn't make sense with the context, though. Because it's im lo shachav. I don't know how you parse the words then. What? Right, so he says, "Im lo satis tuma tachas yishech probably kama that hinaki me'amayim hamarim me'ele." Then change the hey to a ches, and you should choke. But it doesn't flow. The pasuk then doesn't flow. But the first part of the pasuk is talking. There should have been a yud between the hey and the nun. I'm not sure how you would parse the pasuk then, but somehow the hey would turn into a ches. Ches means to choke on, so it's not, you're not learning the chlal lava toshmehein. You're actually learning it straight from the pasuk that it's a curse. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a couple drashos. There's like a famous Shavu Brachos board. Dor Shavu Kiva, ish v'isha. A man and a woman were married to each other. Zachu, if they merit, which Rashi says zachu means lelechas b'derech yeshara. Which means to walk in the right path, which means pretty low standard. Shalom Yehu Noef Velohi Noefes, as long as they don't commit adultery. Right. What? No, you don't quote the Rashi, you quote the Rasha. So Darsha Rikiva Ish V'Isha Zachu Shechina B'nehem. The Shechina dwells between them. So how does that work? Rashi says, the Sharei Chelek Eshemo V'Shechina B'nehem Yud V'Ish V'Hei V'Isha. If you look at them, it's Ish and Isha. Both have the same letters, Aleph Shin, but each has the Yud and each has the Hey. So the Zachu, they have the Yud and Hey together, so they have Shechina together. Lo Zachu, if they're not Zochah, they're not going to the ways of Hashem, and you take out the Yud and the Hey, it's Eish Ochaltan. Fire will consume them. Right? Rashi says, Lo Zachu Eish Ochaltan, Shekharz Barchu, Mesalik Shmo Bibnehem, Venimsu Eish Veish. It's a burning fire consuming them. Amar Rava, Udi Isha Adifa Mi Deish. But don't worry, the fire, you should be concerned, the men should be concerned, the fire that will come forth from the woman is a more powerful fire than the ish that comes from the man. My taima, hey mitzaref, hi mitzaref, v'hai lo mitzaref. Because the shin of the and the aleph of by the isha are closer together. They're one letter after each other.
First and second, right. First and third.
This is right. So there's something that breaks up in between. So it's more, you know, more difficult, I guess. But as he says, with the isha,
remove the yud.
Right, with I know that's right. If you're removing the letter, they're quite close to each other. So with the isha adifa mid ish, he says, eshal isha kasha umeheres leechol v'lipar mishal ish. My time hay mitzaref eshal isha nochel lahadik maher. It lights much faster. Say ain os shall shame mafsik el mechubar huvenikor ish aval shall ish ain os shall ish mitzaref shachan sheyud shall shkinu mafsek. I guess when you pull out the yud, when you pull out the letter, the two letters are of the by the woman are already combined. You pull out the yud by the man, the letters don't have to combine. So there's another step to which makes it less. No, it's a Gemara. So Amar Rava, Rava says, oh, he just said that. Rishi Adik Mish. So next, Amar Rava, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah He Afer Lesota. Why do you bring these ashes to the Mesota? The Yo. Right, Afer the Mesota. The Gemara says Zochza if she was Zocha Yotzim Mena. Ben ka Avram Ravino. If she's Zocha, meaning she's Tahora, she then will get a son from Avram, like similar to Avram Ravino. Dichsiv Bey, because it says, May Avram, Vanochi Afar Re'efer. I'm Afar Re'efer. And Lo Zochsa, but if she's not Zocha, then Tachsol Afarah, which I think means she just dies and she goes back to the dust of the earth. Darish Rava. Rava made a drasha. Bishar Sha'ama Avram Ravino. As a reward for Avram saying, Vanochi Afar Re'efer. I am dust and I am ashes. Zachu banav l'shnei mitzvos. So his children were zocha. They merited to get two mitzvos. Efer para, the ashes of the para, but afar sota, and the dirt of the sota. So, right. Yeah, because the mitzvah is also something that proves her innocence. Right. Va'ikanami, but don't we have another mitzvah that uses dirt? Ha'ikanami afar kisur hadam. Kisur hadam is done with the dirt. So why didn't Rava say that they were also zocha to that mitzvah? That he says nothing afar ve'efer. Thank you. So the Gemara says, Hasam hechsher mitzvah ika hana aleka. There it's only a hechsher mitzvah. I'm not sure what it means by hechsher mitzvah, because it's not actually the preparation for mitzvah. It's an actual mitzvah. I think it means something. It must mean something else. Hacha, Hilka Rashi says, he says, Hacha, Hechsher mitzvah ika, but hana leka. You don't get any benefit from it. Meaning, Rashi says, hana leka, the ein ze kibul schar. There's no kibul schar. Meaning, if you didn't do kisur yadam, it's still kosher. You don't get any benefit from doing the kisur yadam other than adhering to a commandment. Right? But you don't get any physical benefit. So you don't have any...
The kisur yadam,
there's no benefit. Right?
Yeah.
Husband does get better because then the wife can cook the meat and he's much and the chicken is much better.
Can you say that right. on your animal, on your bird, or is it be any like if you're online Erev Yom Kippur and if there's 4,000 people in the
I do money. I have no idea what to do with the kapparas.
Let's say in general, must it be on your you have no idea.
I have no idea. I've never done kippur. I never done kapparas, I never slug kapparas.
It's a long line, I just do it and leave and that's not
mine. So someone must be doing kisur yadam in order to eat the chicken.
Yeah.
And if they're not, then we got a bigger problem.
It's not my bird.
Okay, so. So there's a mitzvah to do kisur yadam, but there's no kabbalah schar. But when it comes to the other mitzvahs, there is automatically a kabbalah schar. Because by the efer para, you get purification, purified. And by the afar sota, if she didn't drink, she's tahora, and you get the bracha that comes along with it.
And in a year from now, not now.
What? Okay, but so what? So who says that the benefit has to come instantaneously? What? Let's look at Rashi again. Rashi says, Hanoha leka, the ainze kibul schar. Avalkan, yesh hanoha besota, he says differently, let's say shalom, it brings peace between the man and wife, because now he knows that she didn't. V'shalo yabrim amzerim b'yisrael imzorni, and it'll also, if she was guilty, there won't be any mamzerim, because she'll be dead. Right? V'im nikta, if she's clean, the Nizra Zera, Umvatelas La'az Yabanea. So then it gets rid of all the names that people will say about her children. The offer part of Taharon, the offer part comes to Taharon, and Rashi adds, the Zakos Esisob and Maisa Egel. Constantly, the offer part of Duma is always a reminder of Maisa Egel and adds the Kapara for the Maisa Egel. Okay. Doris Rava. Rava says, the Schar Sha'ama Avram Ravino, this is Avram who says to Melech Stom after the he saves the, you know, he redeems them after they were captive in the war against the four kings. He says, Baruch Hermosi Adi El Hashem, El Yon, Kashmai Varitz. I will not take from a string until a shoe strap. Not a string, a chut is a string, I believe, and sroch is a strap. So zachu barnel v'shnei mitzvot, because he said that, his children merited two mitzvot. My question is: so of course, had he not said this, would we not have gotten those mitzvot? What does that mean that because of this you were zocha? I'm sure he has a note. I don't think it can't mean that. Maybe it can. I don't think it means that had he not said this, we wouldn't have gotten the mitzvot. But maybe these mitzvot now somehow are dependent on it, or somehow connected to what he said. He says, "In michut v'atzroch na'al zochul banalos shnei mitzvos." Number one, chut shel tcheles, the chut of the tcheles, and ritzua shel tefillin, and the ritzua of the tefillin, the straps of the tefillin.
He wasn't keeping that mitzvah before he said that.
So that's it. That goes on to a different topic. Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvos. What does that mean? That's a major machlokas. What? No, it's a major machlokas. What? He, maybe he did the stuff as a non-mitzvah. I mean, there's a big. Maybe it means something else, but is Gemara Kedushin says clearly he kept all the mitzvot, and there are other deists that say differently. What? What? Yeah, film.
Right.
Karet Avon Domer, maybe Ruach HaKodesh or whatever it was. Yeah, that's Rashita in what you're staring at me. You're staring at me. Okay. So Bishlama Ritzua Shel Tefillin. So we just said before that when you were zoken the mitzvot, you're only writing down the mitzvot that there is like this immediate Kabbalah Schar. So Bishlama Ritzua Shel Tefillin. I understand what the Schar is. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ra'u Kol Ame Aretz Hishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Right, and the Schar is the part of the Pasuk that's not quoted. V'yaru Mecha, and they'll fear you. So there's this Kabbalah Schar by the Tefillin. V'tanya Rabbi Lezer Agadol Omer Elu Tefillin Shevarosh. That's the Tefillin Shevarosh. So you see this Kabbalah Schar. Ela chutzot chelis mahi. What's the hanah in the mitzvah of the chutzot chelis that you were zocher? I think to add the question even deeper, if you don't wear chelis, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. It's not dochem. Look at, I think everyone, all of us in this room, don't have chelis on our tzitzis. Some people do. Some people do wear the tzitzis, have chelis on their tzitzis. But even if you didn't, and before they found what they found, people didn't wear it. So what's the schar? Okay, so the Tanya, Hayarimeya Omer, so this is also another famous, what the Schar is, basically, is that by wearing the tzitzis, and wearing the tzitzis with the tcheles, you connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you connect to the Shechina. The Tanya, Hayarimeya Omer, Ma Nishtana Tcheles Mikol Tzivonim, why do you have it as blue, as opposed to any other color? Vipnei, Shetcheles Domel Yam, Tcheles is similar to the sea, the Yam Domel Rakia, and the sea is Domel to the Rakia, to the firmament, Rakia Domel Kisei Kavod, the Akiyah is similar to the Kisei Kavod. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayiru, this is where? This is in Yecheskel, I guess. Vayiru, Es Elokei Yisrael, V'tachas Raglav, Kemasei Livnas HaSapir, U'ke'etzem HaShemayim LaTohar. So you see, they were under, the Pasuk is, they were under the legs of the Shechina, they see the Benos HaSapir, which is the blue. U'ksiv, Kimare Evan Sapir, Demus Kisei. And Evan Sapir is like the Demus Kisei. They had this whole connection between Tcheles and Kisei Kavod, which means that you wear the tzitzis, I guess with Tcheles, you wear the tzitzis, and the Tcheles, it connects you to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think this... Okay, fine. Swedish flag is also blue, so I don't know. Red, white, and blue, and the American flag is lots of blue. What? It is blue. The blue. They make a Tcheles, they made a Tcheles color for a reason.
It's a good.
This is apparently it's not a crime to trample on the American flag, which has blue in it in front of the Republican debate. But
you can burn it.
Yeah, it's free speech, right? It's not fighting words, right? What case was that?
Hmm?
What case was that about burning the flag?
Johnson.
Okay. No. Way back.
Yeah.
No, there was something in Vietnam era.
No, that was in
I don't know. My father always said that if you came in front of his army buddies and you burnt a flag, it was fighting words and should be protected. Okay. But I think also here that's the reason why we say the parsha of tzitzis in Shema. Because Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And now you have the tzitzis over here, which is connecting you to Shemayim. Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is now, again, we're discussing the writing of the curses. We just mentioned before what gets written. Now we're going to start discussing how it's supposed to get written. Right. So, Eino Kosev, you do not write the Megillah, whatever it is that we're writing. We do not write lo al luach, not on some wooden board. You don't etch it in. Velo al niyar. Rashi says niyar. I thought niyar a paper. Rashi says niyar shall asavim. Some sort of grass, paper made out of grass. She kutshin, I guess you ground it up. Umadbikin oso bedevik, and you glue it together. She korin glid, osin kamo or. It comes out some sort of, looks like leather, I guess. You don't do it on that. Below al hadiftera, and not on a piece of parchment that hasn't been tanned properly all the way through. Ella al hamagilla. It has to be on a magilla, which I guess means a full-fledged cloth. Right? Real cloth, shenemar, spa sefer. Sefer, for some reason, sefer than mashmos is a cloth. Okay. Eino kosev lo bikomos. You don't write on komos, which is, sorry? You don't write with kumos. Yeah, sraf ilan. What? I guess you don't write that. Below bi, I guess it's the type of ink that you're writing about now. Below bi kan ketom, that's some sort of black dye that comes out of sulfur, I think.
Yeah,
what's it called?
There is sulfur.
I think all these things are sprung.
Okay. Ella bi dio. You have to write with actual ink. Rashi says dio. He says, "El b'dio shalanu shal sraf." Whatever his ink was, that's the ink. You write with ink. Shenamar umacha el meyamarim ksav sheyochli machos. It has to be some sort of ksav that can be erased, and it won't leave over. They were more permanent, and they won't get erased if you mixed it with the water.
Well, actually, naturally getting erased was it's the whole thing is a miracle anyway. I mean, it will just come with the water.
No, the miracle is what happens to the miracle is what happens to her body. It's supposed to get erased. Yeah, that's what he says. It has to be something that will get erased. So Amar Rava. Now the Gemara is going to continue and learn from certain psukim, some dinim that regarding how you're supposed to write the Megillah Sota. So Amar Rava, Megillah Sota shekasava balayla psula. If you write it at night, it is pasuk. It is pasul. My timeus. What's the pasuk that tells us that writing the Megillah at night is makes it pasul? The Gemara says Asya. Torah. You learn Alexei Shava in the words Torah. Ksiv Hacha, it says by the Sota, Va'asala HaKohen es kol HaTorah Hazos, the Ksiv Hasam, which I think is talking about by the Zaki Mamre, it says, Alpi HaTorah Asher Yerucha V'Ala Mishpat. Ma Mishpat, over there, the Mishpat is by Yom, Af Megillah Sota by Yom. Sota Megillah Sota is by day. So Rashi says Mishpat by Yom, he says, Sanhedrin, how do you know that Mishpat has to be during the day? He learned it from the Hedjah, Nakulemi Vahaya Bayom Han Chilo, which seems to be in the talking, that's a post talking about Dini Mamonos. Toso says, we're not talking about Dini Mamonos over here by Sota. It's a Dini Mefash. There is a Mamonos aspect because of the Ksuba.
I just don't understand that. It's a practical aspect. There's no way you're in the big stage tonight.
You come at night. No, what are you talking about? This is not talking about doing the process. It's talking about
writing.
Actual writing it.
Well, writing it. Why would you
yeah.
They wrote in front of the connection.
What?
They wrote it over there immediately.
So just saying, we know that now because the process says it. That's what it has to be done. But let's say you had pre-written things that were written at night.
Well, why do you see the connection? Because it has to be given in there, it has to be written in there.
No, because it says Mishpat. Mishpat. Yeah. It's where the pasuk was, Apia Torah Sheiruchu V'Ala Mishpat. So the Zakei Mamre, Mishpat only can be done during the day.
Okay, but what does that have to do with writing?
So because Torah. So that since the Zaki Mamre has to be during the day, all aspects of the Sota have to be done during the day.
What about
writing
the same thing? You don't do it in the daytime?
We don't have the Gzeir Shavah. Where's the Pasuk that talks about... But where's the Pasuk? The Torah is making the Gzeir Shavah Torah. So now there's the Gzeir Shavah between Sota and Zaki Mamre. So Dinim that apply by Zaki Mamre are going to apply by the Sota. One of the Dinim of Zaki Mamre that has to be done during the day.
What has to be done during the day?
The everything about the judgment. Everything has to be done during the day.
So too, the
writing of the Sota, the writing is part of the case. It's part of the legal process.
Right.
The court case is the court case by Dina Mamanos, Dina Fashos, is questioning the witnesses, is doing all those things. The court case by the Sotah, part of it is writing the Megillah. So that has to be done during the day.
The Kohen must write it, by the way? Is that not
I don't know.
But is Get also not allowed to be written at night?
Get has to be written Lishma.
Is that
so I don't know about it has to be written. I don't know.
My question. So until now, we don't know that he has to write in front of her?
Maybe no. Right now we don't know anything. We just know that it has to be written during the day. Now we just know that it has to be written at the. Right. Where do we know that? How do you know that? Maybe she can drink it at night also. Maybe you can bring a spectator crowd. Why not? So bring people.
What? Yeah. It's also during the day.
Yeah. If you needed to, you'd execute at night.
What?
No, you don't do that. I don't know. All right, Kasva Limafreya. If you wrote a Limafreya, meaning he sort of, this is the same thing we had in Brachos when you write the parts of the Kriya Shema. Kasva Limafreya, he wrote it out of order, Psula. It's also Pasul. The Kasiv, the Pasuk says, V'kasav es ha'alos ha'ele. You have to write the alos ha'ele. So ha'ele, which we learned previously, means something else. In the Mishnah, we learned ha'ele was to, you know, to the tzavos and the, right, and the, right, the tzavos. Here, kik tiksivi. You have to write it the way it is. Write it in order. Now, ksava kodem shetikaba le'ashvua. Now, this is where you're getting to, Mati. It's what I was trying to push you off. If you wrote the Megillah before she accepted upon herself to shvua, right, she has to say yes, then psula has to go in order. Shenemar, the hishpia, she swears that she didn't sleep. V'acharka v'kasav, and then you write it. Ksava igeres. If you write like an igeres. Igeres means without sirtut, without the etchings, the lines etched. There's a long tosos here that talks about the mitzvah sirtut. Ksava igeres psula. That's also psula. It has to have those lines etched into it, right? Because it says, bas sefer amar rachmana. And sefer, I guess, is a halacha moshe misinai, Rashi says, bas sefer amar rachmana, bas halacha moshe misinai, shasvarim tzrichin sirtut. This is not a sefer. Sefer is what's in there. That requires sirtut. This Tosus points out, Tosus says, there's a Gemara in Gittin that says that anytime you write four words of the Torah together, you have to have sirtut. So right here, you're writing more than four words, so what's the chiddush that you need sirtut? How do you explain this Gemara with the Gemara in Gittin? That's that big Tosus over there. So, Kasav Yigar Psula, the Sefer Amar Rachmana. Let's do a few more. Kasav Al Shnei Dapin, if you write it on two columns, you know, like we have in the Torah also, we have the columns. That's also Psula, it has to be on one column. Because Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana V'loch Shnayim V'loch Shasvarim. One Sefer. Okay? Kasav Os Achas. If you wrote one letter, I don't know why you would do this. You write one letter, Umachak, and then you erase it. I guess you put the water on it. Os Achas Umachak Os Achas. The Kasav Os Achas Umachak Os Achas Psula. I don't know why you would do that. You do one at a time. Right? Well, it depends. If you hold like if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it'd be less of a time. But yes. But he says psula dechsev because the pasuk says va'aslo a kohen es kol haTorah zos. So kol haTorah means that the entire thing has to be written and be extant before you do. I hear, but why are you making drushes off of that? All right. Right, you have to write the parsha. That's not the parsha. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Everyone have a good chodesh.